Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Anoka County Sheriff's Office is introducing its newest member, Sedona, a 3-year-old yellow lab and golden retriever mix trained to support victims during difficult and traumatic situations. Sedona was provided by Can-Do Canines and is trained to offer comfort through specialized calming skills. She'll work alongside victim advocate Tristan Galepsi and Detective Troy Edmond as part of the county's expanding victim services program. Minnesotans are enjoying milder weather following nearly 3 weeks of below-freezing temperatures. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Struess says a lot of people will be washing their cars.
If you're somebody across southern Minnesota warming to almost 50 today, southwestern Minnesota, that's going to feel fairly mild. But, you know, you go into northern Minnesota where temperatures on average run a bit cooler. Temperatures in the upper 30s there today feels pretty mild.
Struess says we should have above-normal temps statewide this week with highs in the 40s this weekend. Officials with the Minnesota Department of Corrections accused the U.S. Department of Homeland Security of providing inaccurate data on the number of dangerous criminals in Minnesota jails and prisons. Commissioner Paul Schnell says DHS claims there are more than 1,360 ICE detainers, but they just did a point-in-time count.
At the end of January on county jails, and at that time we had 94 people who were non-citizens in county jails across the state. We also know that we have about 380 non-citizens in Minnesota Department of Corrections prisons across the state.
Schnell says that's less than 500 in Minnesota jails and prisons. With the departure of Scott Jensen from the Republican governor's race, candidate Kendall Qualls is calling it a two-person race. Qualls says it'll come down to him and House Speaker Lisa Damith.
Two-person race between insider versus outsider. And the consummate, you know, basically the idea of a politician, Lisa Damith, going against a sitting U.S. senator, politician, career politician, that's not a contract.
Qualls finished second in the recent caucus to Damith. In other headlines, a Twin Cities man died after suffering injuries in a skiing accident near Red Wing on Sunday. 25-year-old Walker Nelson of Minneapolis was killed after striking a lift tower at Welch Village ski area just south of Red Wing, according to the local fire department. In his obituary, Nelson's family said he died as he lived, doing what he loved. Minnesotans can help out the DNR's non-game wildlife fund if they're feeling it charitable. Communication specialist Elizabeth Meltmauer says they can even make a donation while filing their taxes.
If you are filing on paper, there should be a line that has a little loon cartoon asking if you would like to donate some of your tax return to the Non-Game Wildlife Fund. And if you're filing online, there should be a pop-up that shows up again asking if you would like to donate some of your tax return.
Any amount donated then gets tripled. Becca Good, the wife of 37-year-old Renee Good, who was killed by an ICE agent on January 7th, released a new statement thanking the community for its support. She praised neighbors for organizing food, rides, and checking in on families, saying she and Renee chose kindness. This is MNN.